But most of us love our animals and we like them to be in the best possible conditions that they can be. Some concerns being raised recently about the state of the pound in Singleton. Talking to us about that this morning from the Boarding Kennel and Cattery Reform Australia organisation is Jane Svetanoski. Good morning, Jane. There are some calls for a new pound in the Singleton area. Can you take us through what some of the concerns are with the current facility?
Yes, good morning, Mark. This appalling situation out at the pound has been dragging on for a long time now. The Singleton Dog Pound is an old building, exposed to the elements, and this present pound out there was only ever meant to be a temporary one. It was built in the 1980s, and it does not meet current expectations or standards as an animal shelter at the moment. So we're just concerned about the extreme cold, and in summer, the extreme heat.
Yes, Jane, we know the temperatures haven't been that crash hot at the moment, particularly for outside dwelling. How cold has it been over the last couple of nights in Singleton?
On Friday, the temperature dropped down to minus 2.9, and I believe overnight we got down to about minus 3 overnight out there, so it's pretty frosty out there. The pound's open, Mark. The winds can just travel straight through into the pen. There is a dog out there at the moment, and just got concerns about this dog that's in there at the moment.
Particularly if you said that the winds are just going straight through and temperatures into the minuses, and come summertime we'll be talking 40-plus degree temperatures again. How much support is there in the area, Jane, for a new facility that will be up to scratch?
Okay, the community out there has been trying for years to get this new pound into progress. There is provision there for the council to put up some perspex or some shutters to stop the wind from going straight into the pen. Nothing's been done out there. The only improvements that they've done out there recently were due to the break-ins earlier this year, where they put up a new security fence and some lighting. So I just question why a wind barrier wasn't attended at the same time.
Jane, some very tough questions there, and hopefully we can get some answers for you.
So yes, there's a lot of support out there. It's not a new thing. It's been dragging on too long.
Jane, we will watch this with some interest. Thank you for your time and your presence in animal welfare in the area this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
From Boarding Kennel and Cattery Reform Australia, Jane Svetanoski talking with us about some of the not-so-crash-hot conditions, so it would seem, at the Singleton Pound. 2NURFM 103.7.